long hard days. They don't say God's changed my ways, changed my ways, those evil ways. So I set out across that way to strike them down, to make them pay and change their ways, their evil ways. But I can't evil
way. Welcome back. Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, April 27th, 2020, to those fledgling journalists and reporters who interviewed Dr. Dan Erickson and Artin Masihi, last week. The videos that have gone viral that I mentioned earlier, and we played a little bit of the part two video, which I want to get back to. If I could take liberty with Lord Acton's words in his letter to Archbishop Mandel Creighton back in 1887, I would say to you folks, as Lord Acton pointed out, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Great men are almost always bad men. Now, when you see these stories, Bill Gates, he's committed $250 million to this cause. The Gates Foundation, there's the new Axios article about how the Gates Foundation will be focusing its efforts entirely on this thing. Where is that article? Which means that, our response to these other things is going to suffer, which I think is fantastic. Leave people alone. Where are the people lining up? Where are the, boatloads of people coming up? Please vaccinate us. I don't think we could find those people. And one of the things that I meant to mention last week is I found a collection of South African pastors, and there are, if you can get outside of the container, the info containment that we're all in this info grid, you can somehow break out of your gridlock of info containment. You will find a collection of folks in South Africa, as I did, for example. Pastors who are, how dare they speak out against the Gates Foundation? We don't want your vaccines. We'd want to be left alone. Just leave us alone. And they are saying, this is probably another engineered kind of a thing that is intended to harm people in one way or another. So I thought that was interesting. Maybe I'll post those links in the archives at some point. They're in my notes from last week. But let me see if I can just find that real interesting. It was interesting that Bill Gates had some remarks. I don't know. Some people say it's not a thing. Some people say it's a thing. I think, I sort of go back and forth. The bottom line is, let's leave people alone and let them decide for themselves, which people like Tom Inglesby, well, no, that's just completely unacceptable. Here is that article, Axios, referring to the Financial Times interview. Bill Gates, this was published yesterday. Gates Foundation will focus total attention on coronavirus crisis. And look at that. There's a picture of Bill Gates at the 2019 New Economic Forum in Beijing, China, November 2019. Bill was busy. And shortly after that, of course, we know he was at the World Economic Forum again in Davos. so much to do, so little time. This is probably why he wasn't in New York for Event 201, because, you know, but he had representatives. Who has time? Busy, busy. What he's saying, Gates expects global economic activity to be greatly reduced for years, possibly in the tens of trillions of dollars. I usually talk about, you know, my experience in the mortgage industry. According to the SEC, after that debacle, you know, we heard that the global economy suffered a loss of liquidity to the tune of $25 trillion virtually overnight, they said. $10 trillion in the U.S. alone. This guy's saying tens of trillions of dollars, Bill Gates. And that drug campaigns to treat polio and measles will suffer as a result of the world's focus on the coronavirus. Oh, darn. You mean you're not going to seed further outbreaks with your response? Shucks. Sorry to hear about that. Not really. We've taken an organization that was focused on HIV and malaria and polio eradication. How's that working, by the way? We're eradicating it. What we do is we exterminate people that might get it, and then, you know, we don't have to worry about it anymore. Is that too cynical? I don't think so. I don't think the Gates Foundation should exist. I think it should be dismantled and disbanded. And if we're going to throw anything on the ash heap of history, it should be those kinds of efforts. This is the foundation's total attention. Even our non-health related work, like higher education and K-12 schools, is completely switched around to looking how to facilitate online learning. Oh, you mean kind of like what Miami-Dade superintendent, what's his name, says, Alberto Carvalho says they're doing. That's interesting. Exactly what Bill Gates, yeah. This emergency has distracted a lot of critical work in many, many areas. Fewer people able to show up for routine immunization, because that's important, or supply chains for immunization. One-track mind, Bill Gates. Not working well. That's hundreds of thousands of deaths right there. Speaking of lying, how to lie with statistics. Why can't we focus on these things? So anyway, the article concludes, worth noting, Gates told the Financial Times that he does not believe that the Trump administration will ultimately withdraw funding from the World Health Organization, saying, quote, I think he will do deep analysis and decide that they probably should get more money, not less money. Wow. So Bill Gates is doubling down and saying that Donald Trump will probably do some deep analysis and decide that the World Health Organization needs more money, not less. That's interesting, don't you think? So to these young people, and you know, every article you read, he's committed to $250 million and, you know, a guy who's worth $100 billion, who cares? Who cares? First of all, it's not real. Again, look at the Elizabeth Holmes Theranos story. I think I just mentioned that Forbes article last week. From $4.5 billion to nothing. If you don't fall in line, that's what happens. Forbes revised estimated net worth of Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes. Donut. You want to buck the system? Henry Kissinger told you what to do.
If you need to exterminate a lot of people, go read my NSSM 200.
You know? War criminals. Experts, foreign policy experts. Thule, Vril, death cult, contingent, you know, foreign policy experts. So Lord Acton wrote, power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Great men are almost always bad men, even when they exercise influence and not authority. How many of these people are exercising influence and not authority, like Bill Gates and Tom Inglesby? Not elected, not appointed. They're not, neither one of them are on the coronavirus task force. Are they? To my knowledge, they're not. Why do they keep showing up on Fox News Sunday on alternate Sundays? Why is that? Great men are almost always bad men when they, even when they exercise influence and not authority. Still more when you super add the tendency of the certainty of corruption by authority. You know, like what your ostensible charitable work and so forth grant you through your foundation. Air quotes. There is no worse heresy than that the office sanctifies the holder of it. That is the point at which the end justifies the means. You would hang a man of no position, but you would basically prostrate yourself before Bill Gates, Tom Inglesby, and you know, Deborah Birx, Anthony Fauci, Robert Redfield, etc., etc. There is no worse heresy, Acton wrote, after power tends to corrupt, absolute power corrupts absolutely. There is no worse heresy than that the office sanctifies the holder of it. And the point here is that that is, as I understand it, patently un-American. That the office sanctifies the holder of it. Really? We have royalty in America? Since when? I know that the eugenicists fancy themselves the rulers of us all through the new divine right of kings. It's eugenics. We are of good stock. You are all inferior. Therefore, you must die. We need to exterminate the inferior classes. I know that they feel that way. Technocrats, philosopher kings, you know, they all sort of feel that way. But, you know, that doesn't mean that I need to endorse that or you need to endorse that. To me, it's, as I understand it, patently un-American. And that gets back to John Adams' writing. I think this is critical to understand because if people can get this and they can go and see, again, what Cheryl Atkinson said about astroturfing. What is astroturfing? Fake grassroots. Fake grassroots. Do people ask questions? How did we all get this Facebook message at the same moment? Gosh, the whole country, the whole world is protesting in the same week, sometimes in the same day. Amazing. We got to spread it out a little bit, though, so that the media can cover it throughout the week and inundate you with it. People are getting angry. Yeah, right on schedule. Like I said, massive astroturfing campaign. But, you know, fairly inexpensive because Facebook works the way it was designed to work. To gather intelligence from you and to monitor you and to propagandize you very, very effectively at the, you know, appointed time and make it look like it's a grassroots campaign. Go look up Ernest Voice. Remember, Smith Modernization Act, Ernest Voice. Well, no, that's only for overseas. Really? No, that's been proven untrue. Sock puppet accounts, it's an entire cottage industry, for heaven's sake, that develops technology so that folks, you know, in places like Langley and so forth, can sit in front of a screen and command dozens of sock puppet accounts and or create them in real time and make them look like they've been around for long. Hey, let's be friends. And they're not real accounts. To do this kind of thing. So anyway, John Adams, February 13, 1818, letter to Hezekiah Niles. What do we mean by the American Revolution? Do we mean the American War? The revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people, a change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations. And he wrote, while the king and all in authority under him were believed, to govern in justice and mercy according to the laws and constitution derived to them from the God of nature and transmitted to them by their ancestors. They thought themselves bound to pray for the king and queen and all the royal family and all in authority under them as ministers ordained of God for their good. But when they saw those powers renouncing all the principles of authority and bent upon the destruction of all the securities of all their lives, liberties, and properties, they thought it their duty to pray for the Continental Congress and all the 13 states' congresses, etc. That is the American Revolution right there. It wasn't the war. That is the American Revolution. And so when you reflect on people like Thomas McNeice, for example, saying in his report to the Rees Committee back in the 50s, a change so drastic in America took place in the four-year period from 1933 to 36 as to constitute a revolution. It was not the war necessarily. There were no bombs, bullets, and those kinds of things. But it was a reshaping of their thinking and their perception. People have become reliant on a government system that is something that is untenable in its critical end. There's no way that this can work. It becomes the Ouroboros at some point that consumes itself, which I would argue that somebody somewhere probably intends. Which reminds me again of John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law. You know, when he wrote that the encroachments upon liberty in the reigns of the first James and Charles, etc., by turning the general attention of learned men to government are said to have produced the greatest number of consummate statesmen which has ever been seen in any age or nation. And he wrote, the prospect now before us in America ought in the same manner to engage the attention of every man of learning to matters of power and of right, that we may be neither led nor driven blindfolded to irretrievable destruction. Nothing less than this seems to have been meditated for us by somebody or other in Great Britain. Reminds me of those kinds of things. Anyway, John Adams tells us this is the revolution. When someone like Thomas McNeice says a change so drastic as to constitute a revolution, you should think in terms of the switching around of perception and thinking that John Adams articulated in his letter to Hezekiah Niles in February of 1818. And then he went on to clarify, I would say, in his series of letters to William Tudor later that year, starting June 1st and continuing throughout the summer and fall, really clarifying what happened, that he paraphrased in his letter to Hezekiah Niles. He elaborated, particularly focusing on James Otis and his efforts and what that represented in the series of letters that John Adams wrote to William Tudor in 1818. And to me, this is it. This is the kernel of what the American people need to understand. This idea that James Otis conferred that was so indelibly etched in John Adams' memory that 57 years later, he's writing to William Tudor and saying, you know, it's difficult to summarize the day after the 4 or 5 hour defense of the Boston merchants by James Otis, but I'm going to try to summarize the high points 57 years later. As he said, the discourse that was so indelibly imprinted on his mind. I wish it were indelibly imprinted on yours and mine as well. Stick around, we'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke.
How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you. These days are ours.
Welcome back. I think we will forego the rest of the installment. Maybe I'll come back to that tomorrow because I need to give better treatment to the press conference that Drs. Erickson and Masihi gave last week. Again, I would encourage folks to share that far and wide, and hopefully it is copied and duplicated many, many times, because I think, again, as I was saying, if people get a hold of this information and you can get people to understand some basic concepts, you know. I wish everyone understood astroturfing. I guess, you know, people don't, which is unfortunate for obvious reasons. But if people understood astroturfing, and they understood the sobriety of Lord Acton's words, and that there is no worse heresy than that the office of the office sanctifies the holder of it, and that's patently un-American. You know, as I understand it, Benjamin Franklin said it is the first responsibility of every citizen to question authority. And I take that to mean not in a subversive sort of way, but in an American way, to exercise eternal vigilance, in the words of Andrew Jackson. To not go to sleep on somebody's watch, to go listen to the admonition and warnings of George Washington in his farewell address, for example. Cunning, ambitious, unprincipled men forming combinations and alliances, kind of like what it seems we have here. I don't know the exact names, but I know some of the names of the conspirators, and I know who keeps showing up in front of us. Guys like Bill Gates, Tom Inglesby, the Center for Health Security at Johns Hopkins, all of the Event 201 folks, Gavi, ID 2020, CEPI, Global Fund, the AIDS HIV contingent that is just fraught with controversy and theft, and, you know, they show up, the cockroaches come out from behind the refrigerator and say, we need more money so that we can do all of this research. We got to cure AIDS. We got to cure. How's that working so far, by the way? Have they done that? Not to my knowledge. So why are we continually, why are we still being held hostage by the same contingent? You know, Bill Gates said in his interview at Davos 3 years ago, 2017, that they'd been working on a vaccine for things like malaria, I believe, if memory serves, a cure. Still haven't been able to do that. You know, it's not just a vaccine. These people want to cure things. They haven't been able to cure anything yet. And he even, if memory serves, in that interview, it was a short interview, he mentioned that they were working on an RNA vaccine, and it was really promising. They've been working on it for years already. This is still something that's untested. And again, I will reiterate, he said himself in that BBC Breakfast interview recently that governments are going to have to decide. You know, we have this RNA vaccine. It's really promising. We haven't been able to perfect it yet. It hasn't been done yet. In other words, they haven't been able to do it. But it looks really promising. We've been working on this for years, and now somehow magically they're just going to will it into existence in a matter of months. Does that sound like a sales pitch to you? Because it sure does to me. We just, you know, governments are going to have to decide at some point, since we can't do the testing for years. And again, you think of Grace Macklin's remarks. We seeded the outbreak, you know, 28 of the most recent 41 outbreaks were seeded by the vaccine response. Bill Gates says, we don't have 2 years to do the study. We have to vaccinate everyone now. So governments are going to have to decide, since we don't have time to do the studies, whether they will indemnify these companies. And I don't know about you, but if I show up at a car lot and I say, I think I'm interested in that one, the guy says, I just need you to sign here in case the car blows up or something, you know, that you won't come after us, I'm probably going to go to a different lot. You know, I don't want to talk to that guy anymore. For obvious reasons, anyone with any common sense, especially when study after study seems to indicate this is the seasonal flu. You know what, buddy? I'll take my chance with the flu. Pack your suitcase, William Devil Bill, and hit the road. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. I want to do a couple of things. We'll go back to the phones in a second here. It was April 20th. John Roberts, hot mic, and then he asked Deborah Birx. And I want to play the hot mic moment, and I also want to play the clip from the White House coronavirus task force press briefing where John Roberts asked, the question was directed to Deborah Birx. And you decide for yourself, if you haven't heard this already, did she answer the question? Did she address the question? Or did she sound more like Tom in Florida trying to obfuscate and cloud the water with ink? That's the way it seemed to me. Instead of just, you know, the great enemy of plain language, or excuse me, the great enemy of, insincerity is the great enemy of plain language. And so it seems to me in her response, if you could even call it that, Deborah Birx is really trying to obfuscate. Yeah, we're looking at those numbers very closely. We don't have any data. You don't have any data. Again, to the fledgling journalists interviewing Drs. Erickson and Masihi, I would, especially the young man who keeps wanting to question the integrity of their data and their background and their pedigree and so forth in their profession, their tenure and so on. Maybe go listen to these press briefings, you know, because 2 days before reporters interviewed these two doctors, Deborah Birx said in her remarks, in her response to John Roberts' question, have you seen the USC study? What do you think? It sounds like that means two things. The number of cases is dramatically greater, which also would mean that the death rate is astronomically lower. And in her response, she says, you know, we have no data right now still to support that. She's talking about, you know, this is still our working hypothesis. We don't have data right now to support that. Hold on a second, woman. Slow down. Let's unpack this, you know, 5-minute cuttlefish ink spurting routine that you're doing here. Can we unpack these remarks? You know, she does that breathless thing where she's gulping and spurting like a cuttlefish. Gulp, gulp, gulp. I need to get away real fast because what I'm about to tell you, I'm going to tell you something and hopefully we can all follow along. It's not that difficult. You know, it's not that difficult. Drs. Erickson and Masihi managed to do it. Tell us, here's the data. Here's how you look at this. We extrapolate that out. And they want to talk about seroprevalence and antibody testing. And sometimes you get as many false positives. And like she's even said, you know, sometimes 50% false positive, sometimes 50% false negative. And so that's fine. You can still, based on the volume of testing, there is a point at which you can find some consistency in that data. So stop trying to run away and spurt ink as you scurry away like a cuttlefish. Let's just talk science and data because we can. And these people want to constantly try to talk down to you and I and pretend that no one can understand this information but the technocrats. The soothsayers of data and philosopher kings, we're the only ones. You know, the soothsayers of data query the data, and the data have told us. And then the philosopher kings say, this is what the soothsayers, you know, this is what that means. And that is patently un-American. I wish that we could all get that as Americans. So, no, this should be April 20. Anyway, the hot mic thing. I believe that clip was posted the 21st, but this was in the run up to the, actually, I think I have that too. I think that's part of the unlisted video. I'm gonna have to look and see. That's the case. What I'm talking about now, sort of a note to self, I have the COVID-19 White House Coronavirus Task Force Press Briefing playlist that I have created. You can find that at therwr.com/COVID-19, no hyphen in COVID-19. And so you scroll down and it's WH Coronavirus Task Force Press Briefings. There's a YouTube playlist that has, and I've included in there on the days that they list the press briefing that they broadcast live on YouTube. Those are, many of those are included in there too, which get unlisted. They get unlisted, not unpublished. In other words, the public can't, they don't show up in search and you don't see them on the page, but they're still there and they're still published. Those are in that playlist as well. Many of those, many days, including the 20th. And I wonder, since that live stream is listed as 2 hours and 50 minutes long, but the actual press conference, hopefully this makes sense and I'm not just wasting my time and or my breath and people's time. So there are usually two videos. There's the live stream on YouTube, and that usually gets unlisted, but it's still published. And then there is the trimmed version, I guess, you know, so you don't get the setup and everything. And that little graphic that they show, the White House graphic. So the original is 2 hours and 50 minutes long. People have said, you know, wow, somebody captured that. I think the White House did, actually. And the trimmed version is 1 hour and 39 minutes long. So what is that, an extra 1 hour and 10 minutes or so? So I wonder, doesn't look like it. Doesn't look like you get the setup, so maybe around 52 minutes in or something. I don't know. Who knows? And who knows if that's been manipulated? All right, so hopefully that makes sense. That one's in there. I haven't looked at it, but other people caught it. And here's what the hot mic moment sounded like from John Roberts. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
So it was a hoax. What's up,
hey.
Guy?
All right, man.
Where do you go, babe?
You can take out the mask, Doug. The case fatality rate's like 0.1 to 0.3, according to USC.
Is it really? That's reassuring.
USC.
Everybody here's been vaccinated anyway.
USC and LA County Public Health came out with a study. They found that there are 7,000 cases in California, but they really believe that there are anywhere from 221,000 to 442,000 people who were infected.
Really?
Yeah.
So that makes it 0.1 to 0.3. Okay. There's a study to come out with, or?
Yeah, just give it to that. So it suggests the case fatality rate is 10.
Wow.
Which puts it right in line with the flu.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what it is.
So it was a hoax.
I don't think it was a hoax. So that was the hot mic moment. And then, let's see. One more, real quick. The same day, April 20th, White House Coronavirus Task Force press briefing, John Roberts asked the question, and it was directed to Deborah Birx after their little fun little graphics. And look, we have some pictures for you children, and the dots don't make any sense, but you know what makes sense to technocrats? It's too bad that you can't make sense of this, little children. John Roberts asked the question, you know, what about this UCLA study? Public Health put out a report today that suggests that the penetrance of the virus is much as 40 times what it is believed to be. Oops. Yeah, darn it. Let's see. I want to play this one thing real quick, and then we'll go back to the phones. All right. Or maybe I'll just tell you about it. Or not. Hopefully we can play John Roberts' question and Deborah Burke's answer, if we can call it that. Her response. How about that? Running away, spurting ink. April 20. Last Monday, press briefing, mentioning one of multiple studies that indicate let me see. One more time. All right. We got to figure something else out because, you know, I can't just keep. We can't have dead air. Obviously, that's bad for radio. So we're having some issues today for some reason. Skype is not friendly. Wait, Skype is Microsoft, is Bill Gates. By the way, you know, just a little aside on that. I thought it was interesting. Obviously, I do a web thing or two here and there. And I thought it was interesting that there have been several hack attempts on one particular server that I maintain from a Microsoft IP address based in Virginia. But, you know, I'm sure that's just, yeah, whatever. Okay, you know, this kind of stuff is just irritating. So I'm looking at the White House coronavirus press task force press briefing. I'm looking at the clip that the White House posted, and it's the White House YouTube channel, 42020. Members of the coronavirus task force hold a press briefing, and if you go to the 50-minute 43-second mark after Deborah Burks gives her remarks, this is the hour 39-minute 34-second. Clipped version that is put out by the White House on their YouTube channel. You will hear Deborah Burks responding to John Roberts' question when he asks, you know, question for Dr. Burks, please. Trump says yes. And he says, Dr. Burks, the University of Southern California and LA County Public Health put out a report today that suggests that the penetrance of the virus is as much as almost 40 times what it is believed to be, that as many as 442,000 people in LA County may have been infected, which suggests two things. It suggests that you have a lot more people out there who would be spreading the virus, but it also suggests that the case fatality rate is more in line with that of the 2017-2018 flu than what we've seen in some other areas of the world. But I'm wondering if you've seen that and what your thoughts were. And so she says, so we're looking at all of those studies very carefully, and I think you'll remember over the last 3 weeks I've been talking about the level of asymptomatic spread and my concern about asymptomatic spread. And because with the flu and other diseases, when people are sick and it's easy to contact trace, that's kind of what it sounded like to me, her response. It was a very specific question. She mentions contact tracing. She mentions very different sentinel surveillance approach. Wait a minute. What? A sentinel monitoring approach. What? What? No. Have you seen the study? Are you aware of it? What are your thoughts? What are your comments? His question was, I'm wondering if you've seen that and what your thoughts were. Have you seen it? Yes or no? We'll go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome back. Or we can try this. Maybe we can play the Ingleby clip. Most recent caller. Sorry we lost you. Here is my promise, dear listener. I will do a better job of trying to. We're having some technical issues for some reason. Clips are difficult. I will, first of all, try to put all of this stuff in today's archive and organize it in some sort of comprehensible manner, hopefully, and get something better figured out as far as the clip situation goes. Because this is not, I mean, you don't want to hear my impression of Deborah Birx. It annoys me. CDC recently released new symptoms, right? And that's a joke. Where is that? So the original symptoms, fever, cough, shortness of breath, that's very descriptive. New symptoms, chills, repeated shaking. You mean like my twitchy knee? No, that's a different thing. Tardive dyskinesia. I know I shouldn't stop taking my medication. Chills, repeated shaking, muscle pain, headache, sore throat, loss of taste or smell. Didn't we already know about these? Do we have to be reminded? That's strange. I'm betting, by the way, and the reason I wanted to mention this is because I'm betting at some point they'll become even more ambiguous than that. It'll be like, you know, breathing and blinking and things, you know, very ambiguous. Things that we all do, in other words. You might have the COVID. You have symptoms. I mean, you're breathing, right? Do you have a chill? Anyway. So I thought that was interesting. Yeah, I don't know. So I was going to play 6:45 mark of Dr. Tom Inglesby, director of the Center for Health Security at Johns Hopkins University, joins Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday again. Joins Chris Wallace again. 6:45 mark, where Tom Inglesby says, you know, is that enough testing? Wallace asks, and Inglesby says no. And, you know, not necessarily having people's contacts traced or told to isolate in their own homes. How do you feel about that, Americans being told to isolate? Like Dr. Erickson said, is it the experts who know best for you, or is it you who knows best for you? That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.